It's here and now, and we want to check in Ohio, where there's news that a parent in Akron, whose child attended one of three schools in the state that were closed, actually had contact with Ebola patient Amber Vinson, who you'll remember traveled to Cleveland and then flew back to Dallas with a temperature of 99.5 before being diagnosed with Ebola. Prior to the news of the parents, schools had been closed and disinfected when it was discovered that a teacher flew the same route as Vinson, though a day later than Vinson did. Nick Castell is with the Here and Now contributing station WCPN in Cleveland. And Nick, we talked to you earlier, and you know, a lot of people were wondering, gee, is that really a, you know, why do you have to close schools when a teacher flew just the same route, but not even the same day or the same plane as Amber Vinson? Now you have this parent who reportedly had contact with Amber Vinson. What kind of contact?
Well, it's not clear exactly what kind of contact. A letter from the superintendent of Akron Public Schools simply says the parent did have contact with Amber Vinson and the parent was being quarantined now. They've decided to dismiss class for the rest of the day. The school will also be closed tomorrow, and it's planning. The plan is to reopen it on Monday, and in the process it will be thoroughly disinfected.
Well, but I have the letter here that was sent to parents from the Akron Public Schools, you know, telling them that it's an extreme precautionary measure. But do we know if the child, you know, had any contact?
We know that the child did not have any contact with Amber Vinson. That's laid out pretty clearly in the letter. So we're really only talking about this parent who had contact.
Yeah.
And I think there's a bigger picture here that Summit County health officials, that's the county where Akron is located, they've said, you know, having contact with an Ebola patient, someone who actually is expressing symptoms, that's a risk for Ebola. Having contact with someone who had contact with a patient but who is not expressing symptoms, that is not a risk for Ebola. So we're talking about a small number of people here who did have contact with Amber Vinson. That number, Summit County health officials say, is seven. Seven people they've identified had contact with her, and they are quarantined now.
Right. Well, and we remember, too, that Amber Vinson, at least according to the reports that we have, might have had this very slight temperature, but she also had no symptoms. What, you know, the sweating or the throwing up, the fluids that are the real danger. Anyway, before that, the schools that were closed just because a teacher had been on the same route, you know, of a flight. Were people, you know, are people thinking that maybe this is just a little bit extreme?
I think the phrase of the day is out of an abundance of caution.
Mm-hmm.
Schools are going above and beyond what they're asked to do because they just want to leave the public absolutely certain that they're doing what they can to make sure no one has any reason to worry.
It's a balance, you know, keeping people safe but not shutting down, you know, schools and all activity in an area, which will, of course, shut the area down. Nick Castell of WCPN in Cleveland, thank you so much.
Thank you.